store and you can't find what you're looking for. You can also shop directly from the app for curbside pickup and delivery. So it's just super convenient. It makes your life easier. It saves you money. I mean, there's just absolutely no downsides to the Schnucks Rewards app. Go to your Apple store, your Android store, and download it today. Just search for the Schnucks Rewards app.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of your spring cleaning with a new laundry set, featuring large capacity and innovations to make laundry day quicker and more efficient, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. Bring on spring with savings on select laundry appliances in-store and online at the Home Depot. How doers get more.
KMOX KECK HD2 St. Louis.
The legendary voice of St. Louis. This is KMOX, always live on the free Odyssey app. Mid-America's most trusted source for news, KMOX.
At 3 o'clock, we've got a windy condition, 75 degrees downtown at the Arch. I'm Michael Calhoun. Our top story this hour, New York welcomes former President Donald Trump with tight security as he overnights in the city ahead of his Tuesday arraignment and booking.
A small group of Trump supporters with huge banners that say Trump 24 for president and Save America are here on Fifth Avenue by Trump Tower. Supporter Susan Miller says the district attorney has no reason to go after the former president.
I'm very upset because I feel that, you know, if he wasn't running, this would not be happening right now.
Trump supporter Dion Cheney calls it political.
How could it not be a political issue?
At one point, there was a shouting match with a Trump opponent who was passing by. Police quickly moved them along. Outside Trump Tower, Julie Walker, New York.
St. Louis City voters decide tomorrow who will remain standing as the Board of Aldermen's being cut in half from 28 aldermen down to just 14. Former alderman Stephen Conway co-sponsored the legislation that led to this 10 years ago.
I think what it does, it'll force the elected official or the alderman to be more responsive and have a broader view of issues that impact the city.
One of the big questions Tuesday is, will 8 progressive aldermen win, giving Mayor Jones the majority she'd need to push through her agenda? And it's Easter week. The rush is on to get all those chocolate eggs and chocolate Easter bunnies before Sunday. At Crown Candy in North St. Louis, owner Andy Karanzif tells us,
things are hopping. The bunny supply is plentiful, the egg supply is plentiful, and the customer supply is plentiful.
Karanzif says they expect to sell about 10,000 chocolate Easter bunnies before it's all over. Crown Candy is open through Saturday night at 5 o'clock. The KMOX business desk, they're like championship banners, but in the form of giant receipts hanging from the rafters. In this case, Schnucks is declaring price victory over Dierbergs. It's a ferocious fight over market share. KMOX asked Greg Dierberg.
You guys have I've seen ads on Instagram with receipts. Schnucks stores have comparable receipts in the stores. Is there a price war happening in St. Louis now?
I wouldn't call it a price war. I'd say Dierbergs. Is price right?
And we asked Todd Schnuck,
is this a price war, Schnucks versus Dierbergs?
I would not call it a price war. I would just call it a we're putting the information out there so that the customers understand what the reality is. And you know, on an everyday pricing basis, where we are, where our prices are versus somebody else.
According to Shelby market share data, both grocers have made headway against Walmart in recent years, especially after the closure of Shop and Save. More on this at KMOX.com. Time for an update of the St. Louis Business Index. Here's Stiefel, Senior Vice President for Investments, Kevin Monton.
Thanks, Michael. The markets were mostly mixed to start the week, with the Dow gaining 326 at 33,601. S&P was positive 15 at 4124. NASDAQ was negative 42 at 12,179. And the Bloomberg St. Louis Index was up 7 at 1397. Stocks to the upside, Edgewell gained $1.23, 43.65, and Caleres was positive 55 cents at 22.18. To the downside, Stifel was negative 79 cents at 58.30, and Perficient was off $1.23 at 70.96. This has been Kevin Monton, Senior Vice President of Investments at Stifel, member SIPC and the New York Stock Exchange. For more information on Stifel, please visit our website at stifel.com.
Right now, we've got a one-vehicle crash on 70 going west before Route A. It's got the left lane blocked. Also, a one-vehicle accident on 55 north before Merrimack Bottom. That's got the right lane closed. And a one-vehicle crash 44 east at Pacific has the right lane closed.
Partly sunny skies, windy and warm going through our Monday afternoon. Feels like springtime, 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy and mild, 59. Tuesday, partly sunny, very windy, very warm, almost hot. There's a chance of a pop thunderstorm, but lots of dry time on Tuesday. 84 for the high, 87 the record from 1929. An increase in rain and thunderstorms Tuesday night. Some could be on the strong side, so we're going to have to pay attention to that. Lots of questions about it, though. 59 for the overnight low Tuesday night, 68 on Wednesday as we clear out. I'm meteorologist Dave Murray for the Voice of St. Louis. KMOX.
Sponsored by Sandberg Phoenix Law Firm. It's windy, 76 in Florissant, 77 St. Peter's, and 75 downtown at the Arch. I'm Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
And we're back. Well, tax season's here, folks, and you know...
Hi there.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
April here to tell you about the tax filing software from TaxAct.
Seriously, were you like hiding behind my desk?
Seriously, TaxAct makes it easy to get your maximum refund.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Switch to TaxAct today and you can start for free.
Or as we say in Radioland,
subtle. TaxAct. TaxAct. File for less and get more.
See TaxAct.com for details.
Advertising.
This is the Dave Glover Show with Dave, Rachel, and Kevin. Sponsored by Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
DGS, happy Monday to you. Going to be a hell of a week. Tomorrow, 1:15 St. Louis time. Make sure that you are tuned into KMOX. We will be bringing you whatever happens with Donald Trump, whether they're going to allow microphones and cameras in. Chet Pleben's on hold here. He'll let us know the chances of that. But we will be covering it. Our CBS affiliate will be helping us to cover it with national correspondents and such. We'll talk it to death. Just whatever there is to be talked about. Tomorrow we have a think tank, which we specifically set up for this. Brad Young, who is an attorney, who's a conservative, who is on KMOX all the time. And Megan McBride from the Kelly Group, who is one of my very favorite people. Super, super smart and reasonable. They'll be on at 4 p.m. So interesting. I was just in my office and CNN was playing and I could hear them, unlike in the studio where I can just see them. And Rach, Jake Tapper and whoever is helping him were having a conversation slash debate about whether they should even be showing this. Like, they're taking a lot of crap from people saying this isn't OJ. You should, because they're like literally tracking his Escalade, whatever it is, heading to Trump Tower every single step of the way. And Jake Tapper said, look, this has never happened again. It may never happen again. And we should cover every single second. How does that hit you?
I mean, I'm interested in it. I mean, whether or not it's the right thing to do or the perfect thing to do, I can't stop looking up at the TV and watching that vehicle move towards Trump Tower.
Yeah,
so,
same.
I mean, I think they're making the right choice ratings wise.
Chet, thanks for being with us.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
So, Chet, before we get to the trial, that's down the road, obviously. The judge will have plenty of time to decide whether that's going to be broadcast or not. First of all, he's been indicted. What is this called? Is this the arraignment?
Yes, this is the process of arraignment. So he'll be brought in front of Judge Marchand tomorrow. The indictment, I don't know how many counts they're going to be, but he has the option. He can have the judge read him the entire indictment, or he can waive the reading of that indictment. And then after the indictment is either read or waived, the judge will ask him how he enters a plea of guilty or not guilty to each and every count of the indictment. Now, ordinarily, the lawyer in cases that obviously that I've handled over the years, I would respond to that. I would waive the reading of the indictment on behalf of the defendant and enter pleas of not guilty to each and every count of the indictment, and you move on. You move on to the next phase, which is the question of bond. How much bond will this court require? The government will weigh in on that particular issue. The defense will weigh in on that particular issue, and the court ultimately then will decide what an appropriate bond will be
in this case. Let's take this slower. Let's go back to the arraignment. Are these things, when it's famous people, I know that sometimes they're broadcast, because I remember O.J. saying 100% not guilty. What do you think the chances are that this one's on television tomorrow?
Probably not. My understanding is that his attorneys have objected to cameras in the courtroom, at least as far as the arraignment is concerned. And I suppose that they're doing that for strategic reasons. This is the president of the United States who ultimately is going to be required to defend himself. And the picture of a former president standing up in front of a court as a criminal defendant. And make no mistake, he is a criminal defendant right now. He enjoys the presumption of innocence, et cetera, but he's still a criminal defendant, not the former president of the United States. He is a criminal defendant. And so the look of that is probably not a good thing down the road. Because remember, every single thing now that happens from here to the time of trial, potentially at least, could influence not only jury selection, but the thoughts of jurors and predispositions and opinions that are formed, et cetera.
So
that's why it should be interesting to see what this judge, who apparently, I don't know the man, but apparently he is a no-nonsense sort of judge. He's a fair judge, both to the prosecution and to the defense, but I don't think he's going to put up with a lot of nonsense, and certainly I don't think he's going to put up with any kind of circus-like atmosphere that Trump is known for. So
Chet, when it comes to bond, and everyone kind of knows what that is just from watching television, if I'm Donald Trump's attorney, I'm going to say, are you even serious here? This man was president of the United States a couple years ago. No bond. If you make bond $100, you are insulting the office. What do you think of that argument?
I think that probably what's going to occur here, I don't think he's a flight risk. He may very well be required to surrender his passport. But what can happen, the court's not just going to say, oh, no, you know, go home to Mar-a-Lago and you know, come back when we call you. He's going to probably be given a recognizance bond, that he will be released on his own recognizance with a promise to return to court when it's necessary and appear. I doubt that there's going to be any sort of cash bond that will be required of him, or property bond that would be required of him.
So
but again, I don't know how many counts are going to be here either. So, you know, the more counts we have, I don't think that there's a chance that he's going to flee. But, you know, judges take all of that into consideration. And what the prosecution will be recommending will be significant as far as the court's concerned in deciding what kind of bond he needs to post.
Okay, so we get through tomorrow, and Donald Trump wakes up on Wednesday as an indicted defendant. Now what? Like, what happens now? Do they immediately go into discovery and start scheduling depositions? And is there any idea how long this could take to get to a trial?
Well, first of all, what's going to occur is the defense is going to take a look at the indictment. Depending upon how many counts are in the indictment, that's going to determine the number of pretrial motions that are going to be filed. So you can clearly anticipate, without even reading the indictment right now, you know that they're going to file a motion to dismiss the indictment. You know they're going to file a motion to suppress the evidence. Whether or not they file a motion for change of venue at this particular point, I suppose, remains to be seen. I don't know that they're going to make that decision right now. You know that they're going to do, and those are standard motions in 99% of criminal cases. So you know that one of the issues in the motion to dismiss is going to be the statute of limitations. This thing occurred back in 2016. And so they're going to claim two things. They're going to claim, number one, there's a 5-year statute of limitations, assuming that this is a felony as opposed to a misdemeanor, for which there's only a 2-year statute of limitations. But the five-year statute of limitations on this felony has long since passed. And so, therefore, they will say that under those circumstances, this case should be dismissed. Shouldn't even get to trial. It should be tossed out, thrown out. Alternatively, failing that argument, they will say, okay, well, maybe the statute for some reason has been tolled for whatever reason. I'll explain that in a minute. But tolled, but he's been prejudiced because the memories of witnesses fade. We had witnesses that we could have called at that point. Maybe they're dead. Maybe we can't find them. Documents have disappeared. And so their failure to indict within the statute of limitations, which is for the protection of the defense as well, that memories have faded, and therefore he's been prejudiced, and therefore he can't receive a fair trial. Yeah. So the indictment should be dismissed for that reason. Now, on the statute of limitations, in New York, they've got an interesting statute of limitations so that for any period of time after a criminal offense is committed where the defendant was continuously outside the state of New York, that extends the statute of limitations for no more than 5 years. Kind of a crazy statute, but I mean, usually what you see is they've been indicted and they flee, or you can't find them, or whatever else. But, I mean, obviously, he was at the White House, and obviously, he was in Florida, and I believe he's a Florida resident. So, yeah. So I'm sure that he continuously absented himself from the state of New York for that period of time. And I seriously doubt that Alvin Bragg would be charging the president of the United States, former mm-hmm. president of the United States, with this kind of crime if he wasn't absolutely certain yeah. that he would prevail on the statute of limitations argument.
So, Chad, if all you cared about was winning, you don't care about Donald Trump one way or another, you just have to win this case. Someone takes your golf club and says you can't have him back unless you win this case. Which side do you want to be on?
Well, that's difficult to answer because I don't know what the actual charges are. But I'll handle it this way. Donald Trump is an extremely difficult client to represent, I would think. You can't control him. And the proof probably is going to be in the pudding when we see what he does after he leaves the state of New York and goes back to Florida and has whatever press conference he's going to have for Mar-a-Lago tomorrow night. That ought to tell the tale. Now, I'm sure that these lawyers are telling him, keep your mouth shut, keep your mouth shut. I mean, for example, apparently one of the defenses will be that he did this to protect his wife and his marriage. Okay, well, that's easily rebuttable because there is tape of him denying that this relationship with Stormy Daniels ever occurred. So, I mean, how can he be doing it to protect his wife and his family and his marriage when he's denying that the relationship ever happened? So, and that's just one example of the many things that this guy has said since 2016 that I guarantee you the prosecution has gone back over, pulled all that tape and all that video, and will use all of it against him during the course of the trial. And I believe that there's going to be a trial here.
Okay, perfect. So we will talk to you tomorrow, just as soon as we know what's going on. Like I'm telling the listeners, CBS anchored will take over like 1:15. We may go on 1:30, 1:45. But whenever we do, we'll be talking to Chet first. Chet, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You bet, Dave.
Talk to you guys about the Gelman team. Let's just make it super simple. You only care about the Gelman team if you are interested in a real estate transaction. Other than that, to you, they're a couple of my buddies, and they sponsor the show and allow us to talk about interesting stuff, serious stuff, stupid stuff, you know, bathroom humor. But when you do have an interest in selling your home, and it could be one of those just like, you know what? You know that house that we love in Kirkwood? It's for sale. If we could get 500 out of ours, we could afford it, even with the interest rates being a little bit higher. Or, hey, honey, good news, bad news. We are getting transferred to Colorado, but we have to sell our house. Life happens, right? And you don't always have a choice. So whether you're looking to find that golden nugget right now, that diamond in the rough, that deal that no one else is going to get, if there's one to be had with your home or the home you're looking at, the Gelmans are going to find it. They're going to find an angle. They are experts. They're hard charging guys up before dawn, home after dark. They just are. Nick worked for them for a couple years. I know what the culture is like. They are just alpha in every way. You never want to be negotiating against them. I've had them negotiate on my behalf three different times with three different transactions, and I thought they just crushed every single one. If you want to find out what your house is worth without talking to either Gelman, go to thegelmanteam.com front page at the top, hit the button, and it'll tell you what your house is worth.
Certain restrictions apply.
For everything online, it's odyssey.com. Download the Odyssey app and listen to KMOX for all the news, sports, talk, and podcasts that move you. Odyssey, that's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
A good time starts with a great wardrobe. Next stop, JCPenney. Family get-togethers to fancy occasions, wedding season too. We do it all in style. Dresses, suiting, and plenty of color to play with. Get fixed up with brands like Liz Claiborne, Worthington, Stafford, and J. Farrar. Oh, and thereabouts for kids. Super cute and extra affordable. Check out the latest in store, and we're never short on options at jcp.com. All dressed up, everywhere to go. JCPenney.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We are your trusted local expert for over 50 years. If it's a leaky toilet, slow drain, maybe you have an outlet not working, or your furnace has stopped, you can count on Four Seasons, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, your trusted local expert with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. So call today.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
And now for our bonus round. It's the most stressful season of all. Name it, Dave, for 300 points.
What is winter?
Oh, come on.
Correct answer. What is tax season? Sorry, Dave. Whoa, who are you?
I'm April from Tax Act, where we help you file for less and get more.
More for less?
Yep, so you can turn tax season into maximum refund season.
Well, there it is, folks. Tax season's a winner after all.
Switch to Tax Act today and start for free.
See TaxAct.com for details.
Odyssey celebrates Earth Month as a part of one thing. If all of us do our one thing together, that's millions of things for our planet. Join us at odyssey.com/one thing and the free Odyssey app. There, you can discover what your one thing is. Hear what your favorite artists, athletes, and public figures are doing to protect the environment and listen to podcasts and music about our planet. Odyssey celebrates Earth Month at odyssey.com/one thing and the free Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Now that you've taken on that big job, you shouldn't have to settle for the big box. You've earned a trip to Northern Tool, and we're ready for the details. We know all about the little things that make the biggest difference. Maybe that's why they call us a problem solver's paradise. From pressure washers to power tools, pallet jacks to push carts, Northern Tool and Equipment carries the brands you depend on, like North Star, DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Strongway. We're made for this. Come see us in store or shop online at northerntool.com.
TGS. Happy Monday to you. It'll be a hell of a week. Let's do some audio.
Okay, Dave, it looks like we both grabbed some audio from Marjorie Taylor Greene. What's yours?
I don't know. Is this the Leslie Stahl?
Yeah, this is from 60 Minutes.
This was really interesting. So it's not like Marjorie Taylor Greene is the devil and Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes is an angel. It's just that Leslie Stahl is a very classy, classically trained, old school journalist from 60 Minutes, used to talking to world leaders and the whole bit. And she's interviewing Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I think this is the one I pulled. I wish you could see it. You can Google it. But Marjorie Taylor Greene gives her answer, and Leslie Stahl just goes, wow. Like,
what was my position on Parkland, Florida?
That it was a false flag.
I don't know. You actually have my position. No, I never said Parkland was a false flag. No, I've never said that. School shootings are horrible. I don't think it's anything to joke about.
We fact-checked before I got to this interview.
Have you fact-checked all my statements from kindergarten through 12th grade and in college? And as I've paid my taxes and never broken a law, and the only I got a few speeding tickets. Do we need to talk about those too? Because
okay,
yeah, I watched the whole interview because Leslie Stahl was getting a lot of crap for doing this interview in the first place. When people found out about it last week, they were like, "This is a disgrace. 60 Minutes should not be talking to this woman. You're normalizing her." Which I suppose I get that point of view, but she's in the House of Representatives. I mean, she is representing us. I think it's fair game too. There's a difference between the way you think things should be and the way things actually are. And the way things actually are is Marjorie Taylor Greene is a highly influential politician in the year 2023, and she probably does deserve a spot on 60 Minutes. But the whole, they go back and forth a lot. My audio is actually from the same interview, where Leslie Stahl asks if she's gonna, apologize to Nancy Pelosi, and it's just the conversation itself is so exhausting to hear them go back and forth. One person is just looking for a straight answer and the other person is just obstructing.
I think apologies are important.
Okay, did you ever apologize to Nancy Pelosi about the bullet to her head?
I didn't say that, so I don't need to apologize for words that weren't mine.
Didn't you like it?
Other people also ran my social media. I don't think I did that.
Are you saying that you don't stand by what's on your social media?
Well, of course I stand for what's on my social media, but at times you're not always in control. We have all kinds of people that work on our social media.
Well, of course I stand by it, but no, I will not take responsibility for it. That's crazy. And so I think apologies are important, but I'm not going to apologize.
So clear.
So
the her face in that first clip when she's like, well, we fact checked it, like her face just like drops entirely.
Well, did
like,
did you fact check everything I've done from kindergarten to 12th grade?
Did you fact check the fact that no one's ever been mad at me and I never got spanked once when I was a kid? And it's like, that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
No, rather than ignoring her, like you said, she is a member of Congress. But rather than ignoring her, I would rather run an interview with her every night.
See, I'm of the mind of like, if she is going to tweet out about Jewish space lasers or something, I'm all for ignoring that because it's a conspiracy theory. And what are we really getting out of talking about it? But whenever you have her in the hot seat and you can actually hold her accountable for the things that she's said and done, I have absolutely no problem with that. So what's your audio, Andrew?
My audio is a April Fool's joke during SNL that Michael's played.
I'm sure it's
Michael
really
Shea played
funny.
On Colin Oates. I thought it was kind of funny. The context of this is that no one had been laughing at Colin's jokes the whole evening.
At this point, it feels like even pro-Trump people have moved on. I mean, I went down to the courthouse today, and I was the only protester there. You
stink! I told them not to laugh at you for April Fool's.
Mike? And then I was just like, oh, I just suck.
All right, moving right along.
Oh, those
two.
The
meanest thing you've ever done.
They're always up to their hijinks together on a SNL.
One of the best, funniest things Rach ever said, apropos of some people we know, is that it seemed like they were just Baptist kids at a shut-in who drank too much Mountain Dew.
Dr. Pepper.
And that's how I feel about SNL.
Just dorking it up. Had a little too much sody tonight. We're getting giggly.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information,